Hello, this is Richard Goldstein. Welcome back to the Investor's Herald. Tonight I want to talk about a mindset I've tried to live by for the past year or so. There's two things that come with everything, I believe: success and lessons. The majority of people see success in failure, but failure is all what you perceive something as. Of course, I have failed, you have failed, but if you see the lessons embedded beneath the failures, you will see them as learning experiences for the future. Then there really is a reason for everything. There's a reason you got a good grade on a test. You didn't just go in there and guess and check. Maybe you did, but the odds of that aren't that great. Chances are you studied, you got a good night's sleep, you went to lectures. I mean, it's all progressive leading up to it. It's more than just the letter grade. Same thing when you make an investment. You don't just pick a random company and throw $10,000 into it. No, you conduct research, you study the company or the sector as a whole, you have confidence, and then you take action. There's been numerous investments I've made, thought they were brilliant, and I ended up losing a lot of money. Did I fail? At the time, yes, I felt awful. But looking back, no. I learned so much from those mistakes that I understand I'm better equipped for the future and less prone to make them again. It all goes back to success and lessons. Ignore the negativity and the fact that you failed, because that will scare you from doing something again. You only fail if you don't try. So again, when it comes to investing, if you're new, start small and just learn. Don't overthink anything. Have fun. And keep a journal on your thought process, how you thought about the companies, how you came up with them, how the investments ended up turning out, and study those notes. Every 6 months or a year, look back at them and learn. Say, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should have waited another few weeks before I did that. Did I buy Bitcoin in 2015 knowing what would happen? Did it go down 10% the day after I bought it? Actually, about 5 hours after I bought it. Yes. And I literally almost broke down. But I learned from that losing money is a lot harder than making it. It hurts you. It feels like someone just stole it from you. But you got to just be strong and realize why you invested in the space in the first place. If you invest in a marijuana company and it just randomly goes down 12% tomorrow, don't be scared, because you're investing in that company maybe thinking it's going to be like the alcohol or the future. So just be strong to that. And what happened is, you know, Bitcoin ended up being the greatest investment of my personal life, followed by thousands of percents increases in the subsequent months. So you have to stay true to your mind. It's in your body. And it will guide you down the right path if you treat it well and with respect. Thank you again so much for listening. Richard Goldstein from the Investor's Herald.